If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Wealth is mindset before it hits your bank account. And when it comes to the differences between the rich and the poor, it doesn't start with how much money you make. It doesn't start with what degree you have. It doesn't start with who your parents are. It doesn't start with what background you have. It starts with what mindset you have. And this is really the root of wealth. We're all given 24 hours in a day. So the difference between somebody who becomes successful versus somebody who does not is now what input you put in those 24 hours. If you're spending your time on Netflix, if you're spending your time playing video games, if you're spending all of your time doing things that don't add any value financially to your life, well, if you compare that to somebody who's now working, who's now learning, who's investing in the education, you're going to see two completely different outputs. Wealthy people spend their money to earn more money. The majority of everyone else spend their money to buy things, which makes everybody else around them rich. You have to understand that this is just what the system is. Lenders are in the business of lending money, period. They make money when they lend money. So it is in their best interest to lend you more money. A salesperson is in the business of selling something. It's in their best interest to sell you something bigger, sell you something more, because they're on commission. The more they sell, the more money they make, period. And so now when you understand this way of thinking, you're going to start changing the way you start looking at things. What is a corporation's best interest? A corporation's best interest isn't for you to keep your money in your pocket and invest your money and be financially smart. A corporation's best interest is to now get you to open up your wallet and buy their stuff, because that's how they make money. Does that make them evil? Well, I'll let you decide. I think, look, you don't need to assign an emotion. It just is what it is, because once you understand this, you're just going to look at the world very differently. Because when you understand the way the system works, now you can say, huh, in the business of selling me something, a bank's in the business of lending me something, a salesperson's in the business of getting me to buy something bigger, what do you need? I need the financial education to know what I can buy. Because guess what? We all need things. And when you have money, you don't feel so bad about spending money because you know how to control it. Now I can go to a corporation and buy the things that I want, that I like, and have a great experience, because I can. I can go out and know when I should borrow money. Maybe I borrow money to buy other assets. You borrow money to buy rental properties. I borrow money to grow a business. Maybe I go to a salesperson and I have them sell my things for me. Now you start thinking about things very differently because you understand the way the system works. Best return that I got on my investment isn't the real estate investments that I made, even though those have made me great returns. It's not the stock market investments that I made, even though they made me great returns. It's not the startup investments that I made. It's the investments that I made in myself. Because for me, the investments that I put into my own financial education have paid off many, 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 many times over. And you can't see those returns anywhere else. You know, they say that the best investment you can make is in you. And for me, that was first by reading books. When I started my financial education journey, YouTube didn't have this level of financial education out there, or just general business education or whatever. So I started by reading books. Now you don't even have to pay the price to get a book. Just go watch as many YouTube videos as possible about financial education, starting a business, about increasing your income, about investing, anything related to financial education. Go start watching YouTube videos. You don't have to watch my channel. If you don't like it, watch whoever you want. I'd rather see you successful than anything else. So go watch as many videos as you can. You have a ton of videos as well. Once you start watching videos and you absorb yourself into this, now you might want something a little bit deeper, something a little bit more comprehensive. And this is where then start reading books. I would recommend that you go out and start by reading 25 books in financial education and read them. Find the top 5 books in money management and investing, the top 5 books in starting a business, the top 5 books in scaling a business, the top 5 books in managing a business, and the top 5 books of entrepreneur biographies. And it doesn't matter which ones you pick, find the ones with the highest ratings, the highest reviews, and just read them. This is going to cost you less than $500. But when you do that, you're going to be able to get an MBA level education without paying the price of an MBA. And you're going to look at the world, your money, and the way you use your money completely differently once you finish these books. Now, once you do that, you can decide, what do you want to do? Do you want to go down the entrepreneurial journey, take the risk and do that? Or do you want to do it through your job? Either one is fine. For me, it was entrepreneurship because that's something I love. I love that risk. I love the whole journey with that. And I don't mind working hard and doing that. If that's not for you, fine. So for me, that's what it was. It was investing in myself. Now, for the people that don't want to be an entrepreneur, it's completely okay not being an entrepreneur. I want to put that out there first because I know kind of the internet makes it seem like everybody has to be an entrepreneur. It doesn't work like that. Not everybody is meant to be an entrepreneur. Not everybody should be an entrepreneur. But if you're not an entrepreneur now, what you want to be doing, and everybody should be doing this, is create a system where not every time you get paid, a piece of your money is going to be invested. And if you do the math, you'll see why this is so important. If you start at 21 and you invest $4 a day, and you do this from the age of 21 until 66, and you just invest this money into the S&P 500, which is the general stock market, and you get an average historical return of 10% a year. This doesn't mean your money grows by 10% every year. It means this is the average. Some years it's going to be more, some years it's going to be less, some years you might lose money, some years you'll make way more. Well, over the course of your career, that $4 a day investment is going to grow to more than $1 million investment portfolio, starting with just $4 a day. If you go about life and you say, the government's the reason why I'm broke, my greedy corporation is the reason why I'm stuck at a job that I hate, I can't change my life because of X, Y, and Z, you keep pointing your fingers as to why you can't succeed. Well, it's going to be impossible for you to succeed. Likewise, if you go around saying, I can't have that nice thing because I'm broke, I can't have the nice thing because I grew up in a bad environment, I can never become successful because of the way I look, I can never do it because of whatever, I can guarantee you are never going to become successful. But if we turn this around and you say, how can I become successful? How can I make more money? How can I become wealthy? How can I get out of the situation that I'm in? Now your brain looks at problems completely differently. Because of now, you're not complaining about the problem, but you're trying to find a solution to the problem. And that's the biggest difference between somebody who becomes wealthy and somebody who does not. It starts with the mindset, because then once you change the mindset, you're going to start changing your actions. Now you're going to find out, oh, I don't need to spend money at Gucci. Oh, I don't need to go out and eat every single day. Oh, I can save money here. Oh, I can ask for a raise at my job. Oh, maybe I can start a side hustle. Oh, maybe I can start my own business. Oh, you mean I could actually potentially take my income from $40,000 a year to $400,000 a year? That's possible? Because when most people hear that, you think it's impossible. Somebody like me could never go from $40,000 to $400,000 a year. But until you believe it's possible, you're never going to put in the action to actually make it possible. How is it that some people can become so incredibly wealthy while the majority of people don't? It's not that they have some special superpower. It's not that they own some special skill. It's not that they're so much smarter than people. It's not that they work so much harder. It's that they believe that they can, and then they use their time differently. Now the question is, how can you make your hard work the most scalable? Because that's now what will take you from, okay, I don't want to be broke. So now you start working hard, which is great. I 100% recommend working hard, because without that hard work, it's going to be impossible for you to see any real level of success. But now you're working hard. The next question is, how can you make your hard work the most rewarding? What can you do to make that hard work give you the biggest dividends and the highest returns? And this is where people say work smart. You know, some people say work smart, don't work hard. I think that's a bunch of crap. I think you need to work smart and work hard. They go hand in hand. because that hard work is going to allow you to scale your smart work. But you now have to understand, okay, I want to become more financially successful. So now, how do I do that? What is the financial education? What am I working for? When I make more money, what am I going to do with this money? Where am I going to invest it? How am I earning this money? What can I do in terms of taxes to protect my wealth? What can I do with my investments to scale them? What can I do to build an asset? What can I do to build a business? What can I do to scale the assets that I do own? So now you start asking these questions. And I know this is getting very deep in some of these topics, but it all starts with that mindset of believing that it's possible for you. Because if you don't believe it's possible for you, you're right. But if you believe it's possible for you, you're also right. And whatever your belief is going to change what output you take.